Charting Toward Intimacy covers mature topics. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Charting Toward Intimacy,
where we're expanding the conversation around Catholic sexuality.
I'm Ellen.
And I'm Kathleen.
Welcome to the show. All right, welcome back to another Charting Toward Intimacy episode. We have Kathleen with us. And today we're talking about pregnancy sex.
Woo!
This actually was a question that came in on the open question box that we have. So we answer a listener question at the beginning of every episode. But this question was so great and honestly had like a lot to it that we decided a full episode would merit this question.
Yes.
Or this Absolutely. Question merited a full episode.
We have enough experience to really get into this one, I think.
Right? Yeah. Kathleen has 5 experiences, and I have 2.
That's right. So 7 between us. It's pretty good.
Between us, we have 7 experiences. So we're pretty solid.
Good. Pretty good, you know?
But if you have a question, fun fact, your question might become a full episode.
There you go.
If you have a question, you can submit it into the open question box at any time. The link is in the show notes, or you can reach out on Instagram. And we answer a listener question at the beginning of every episode. And at the end of the month, I take all of the questions that were submitted that month and I do an in-depth Q&A video that is available in the exclusive Charting Toward Intimacy community. So if you would like access to that in-depth video, if you asked a question either on Instagram or on that open question box that didn't get answered, it's because it got pushed to the Q&A video because it needed a more in-depth answer. Because some of these questions, y'all, are big.
They are big.
And so I need more time than like the 5 minutes at the beginning of the episode that we allot to answering that question. So the exclusive Charting Toward Intimacy community is only $5 a month. There's a link to that in the show notes. We would love to see you in there. Okay. So the question is like how to navigate pregnancy sex. Things feel different. Things feel not as pleasurable as before. Positioning for pregnancy. And then how to deal with pregnancy fatigue and sex. So I think we should roll through this trimester wise.
Yes, I agree. That's actually probably a really good way to do it.
Yeah, because it's I really think there's different things going on per trimester. So first trimester, I mean, like, there's really not much different positioning-wise first trimester. What you're dealing with first trimester with pregnancy is the overall, like, fatigue, personally,
yes,
of that first trimester. I literally, like, sleep all the time.
All the time.
That first trimester, like, that's how I know I'm pregnant, if I'm just like, I need to take a midday nap. Because, like, I mean, I'm normally tired, but, like, I don't nap during
right.
the day.
Yeah. I think that the first thing that's really important is to recognize that your body is doing a lot of, like, sort of subconscious work. And to, like, really respect that. And to expect that things are going to be different. Right? Like, that's to, I mean, I will say there is, well, we're going to trimester. I'm not going to get into that yet. I'll wait till second trimester. But first trimester, yeah, like, it is a lot of work as you're starting. I mean, you're, like, feeling sick all the time. Your body is, like, suddenly in this mode where it's, like, it's doing a lot of work without you even realizing it. Mm-hmm. And it is physically exhausting. So really, the first trimester, I think the key is just to really, like, give yourself a lot of grace. And get your husband on the same page, right? Just be like, listen, I did not realize that I would feel so tired all the time, and I'm really sorry. Or even, like, sometimes you go to bed nauseous, you know what I mean? You're like, it's right. not like, oh my gosh, it's like the worst, you know? But take advantage at the same time of those days and those windows where you are feeling good, right? Like, you'll have, like, maybe, like, I mean, God willing, some people don't, but, you know, you might have, like, little windows where it's like, wow, today's not that bad. Like, I'm actually feeling a lot better today.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of that. Jump on it, right? Like,
literally.
Literally. Just, like, use every little, like, facet that you can, but give yourself the grace to, and remember that, like, this is a temporary phase. Like, mm-hmm. I am feeling this way temporarily. I will make my way out of it, unless you have, like, you know, what is it called? EG or whatever it is.
Where you're, like, oh, yeah.
Or where you're, like, well, sick. Or HG, where you're, like, sick all through. That. Yeah, that's
neither of our experiences.
That is, like, not our experiences.
I feel like Kathleen and I both have very, like, typical
yes.
pregnancy experiences. So we're just going to go kind of through, like,
yes.
what like, generally on average happens.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good point, is, like, taking advantage of the days that you're like, wow, I actually, like, I don't feel super nauseous today, or, like, I feel like I do have a little bit more energy. And, mm-hmm. and, like, your husband with pregnancy, especially if this is, like, a first pregnancy, he's gonna, like, probably take a back seat when it yeah. comes to sex, because he has no idea, like, what to expect. And so I think one of the things with pregnancy is that you need to yourself get comfortable with initiating.
Yeah.
Because that's your husband is trying, he's trying to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And because especially I think sometimes what happens with, like, this, I mean, this happened with, like, my husband and I with our first pregnancy, is, like, you know, he would initiate and I'd just be like, no, no, yeah. no. Like, throughout the first trimester. Right. And so then he was just like, okay, I'm going to respect her. Like, I'm going to step back, because, like, this is really hard for her and I love her. And, you know, like, this is, yeah. And then I was not comfortable with, like, initiating at all. And so really what ended up resulting was, like, a very low, you know, numbers wise, right?
Right. Yeah.
Pregnancy of times of sex. Right. And so I think, like, get comfortable with initiating. But another thing with initiating, and this is a podcast episode that Kathleen and I have chatted about doing, so hold tight on initiating, but is make sure that your husband understands that, like, if you're initiating, it doesn't mean, like, you're ready immediately, ready to go. Like, you're just initiating, and, like, you still need the right. same amount of buildup and same amount of foreplay as normal.
Right. Yes. Very important. But grace. Grace is the name of the
yeah,
game.
Grace. Yeah.
Grace. Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes what can really help in pregnancy, too, is, like, scheduling with grace in this first trimester is, like, hey, like, you know what? I see that on Thursday, like, we don't have any plans in the evening. Like, let's try for that day. And I know, like, I'm pregnant, so I'm going to be exhausted. Like, can you take care of putting the kids down for bed that day? And yeah. I will, like, sit and read for 30 minutes and, like, get myself, you know, kind of just relaxed and ready. I think something like that might really help with that first trimester.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Should we move on to the second trimester? Or do you have anything else?
No, I think that's it for first, yeah.
All right, second trimester. Energy.
Yes, energy starts coming back, which is awesome. Honestly, like, second trimester tends to be such a sweet spot.
I love pregnancy during second trimester. Is that yeah. weird? Like, I love being pregnant.
It's like you start like actually looking pregnant and not just right? bloated, but you're not like the size of an elephant pregnant. Either. Yeah, exactly. It's like and your energy comes back. You're not dealing with, like, some, if you ever get, like, soreness, you know, like, just like you get in third trimester, you know what I mean? That's not there
right.
yet.
You're not dealing with the third trimester issues yet.
Right, from, like, all the extra weight and all that kind of stuff. It's just, like, it is the golden stage yeah. of pregnancy, I would say. And honestly, I think it's so fun, because it is, like, if you are used to practicing NFP, where you're, like, avoiding pregnancy for a mm-hmm. lot of the time, right? Like, it is so fun to just be able to be like, I don't have to think about it. Right? I don't have to chart. Like, I can have sex whenever I want to have sex. Like, I don't have to worry about fertility because I'm already pregnant. Like, it's just the best place to be. And I will say that my marriage thrives
second trimester pregnancy.
Like, truly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's honestly almost like, I don't know, the way that I kind of feel and experience it is like, it's almost like dating. again. You know what I mean? And not in this, like, not that we were, I was like, not that we were having, no, okay, hear me out. Not that we were having sex while we were dating. We were not, okay? We were good. But, like, just the playfulness and the fun and, you know, like, it's a lot less serious, right? Mm-hmm. When it's just, like, when you can kind of just, you just have the freedom of just, like, wow, whenever we want, right? Like, we don't have to worry about the rules. Like, we don't have to worry about the mucus. We don't have to worry about any of these things. It's just lighthearted and it's fun and it brings me personally back to, like, our dating days, you know, where it was just, like, things are a lot easier when you're not having sex, I think, a lot of the time, you know? So it's just, like, and that's how it feels. Like, it's just easier for us. Now, with that being said, I think that you are probably, a lot of women still end up in a place where it's, like, things still feel different, and they're not, and that's because hormones are like, doing a thing. Like, they're, they're doing a major thing, right? Like, they're fluctuating, they're kind of all over the place, and with the change of hormones is going to come a change in a, you know, how things feel, and what you enjoy, and all that kind of stuff for a lot of women. But I will say that I think it adds back into that playfulness, right? Like, it's just like we get to kind of like start over, which maybe is a little bit exhausting, but like, and it's not even a full start over. It's like, okay, well, let's try new things. Let's like experiment a little bit more. Like, right, let's do this. And I will say there are, I would say, positions, I think, that we have found are awesome when I'm pregnant and like not that great when I'm not pregnant, you know? So you just kind of experiment and build this little arsenal of like tips and tricks, you know, for these pregnancy, different,
right,
for these different stages of your life, which is, I don't know. I just find second semester to be very fun.
Second trimester.
Wow. Trimester. We're getting back into
kids
school.
Kids are going back to school. Like, she's like in school mode.
I am.
Yeah. Let's talk just a little bit of kind of like guidelines on positioning for second trimester. Because I think something that often like scares people is, oh my gosh, I have rounded the corner into the second trimester. I'm not supposed to lay on my back.
Like, oh yeah.
All the doctors say that, right? And you're like, oh, true. What do I do? Right? Well, first of all, like, you can just switch it. One really easy one is just woman on top. Like, it's not much different if your typical position is, you know, man on top, right? Mm-hmm. But also, like, talk to your doctor about this, but the general guideline for not laying on your back is, like, you're not supposed to sleep on your back. You're not supposed to lay on your back for several hours. We're talking, like, not that much time here, like, laying on your back.
Yes.
So, you know, it's okay. I mean, I guess, like, if for some reason you're having, like, a multiple hour long sex session, like, maybe don't lay on your back. But, like...
And props to you.
I mean, wow. Solid, right?
Good on you, girl.
But, like, if we're talking max of, like, 45 minutes to an hour... a handful of times in a week.
Yeah.
You're fine. Like, you're still, the baby is not that big yet.
Right.
We'll talk a little bit, like, we'll talk a lot more in depth about positioning when we get to third trimester. But, like, second trimester, I think, like, a lot of people, like, really freak out. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't lay on my back, like, for 5 minutes. Yes, you can.
You're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
There's also, like, a concern about man on top and, like, pressing on baby, like, on your stomach, and that's, again, like, at this point is not as big of a deal, unless it doesn't feel good to you. Like, if that pressure on your stomach doesn't feel good, then, I mean, my recommendation is really just switch it. You can also do, like, side-lying positions, which, like, I mean, I'm just going to be real honest here. My husband and I have never figured out side-lying positions. Like, I don't understand how they
really
work. No. Like, just, like, we can't figure out where to put our legs. I'm just going to be completely, like, candid and honest right here. Like, see,
I'll say it's a personal fave over here, but...
I don't, like, I have nothing against it, but it's just, like... it just like doesn't work for us. Like we're just like, whatever. Right. Other positions yeah. work. Other yeah. positions yeah. work.
That is so funny. I love it.
See, there's a little bit of like, you got to like see what works for you. You got to mm-hmm. try.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like now people are going to listen to this and then they're going to reach out to me on Instagram and give me like tips.
I kind of hope they do.
I'm very concerned with the Instagram messages I'm going to get. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
That's hysterical. Anyway, yeah, no, I think that's all very true. Like, it's, you know what? There are, like, resources that there's, are, like, yeah. very, like,
there's
stick
figure.
There's a
website that I'm thinking of. Yeah, yes. It's called, I think it's called Christian Sex Positions, and it yes. has, like, basically these, like, stick figures. We caveat that with, like, some of them are not, you know, some of them just involve oral sex, basically.
Right. But in so, terms you know, just, of pregnancy,
yeah,
yeah, but it'll give you ideas for new positions to try during pregnancy. And there are mm-hmm. ones that are just like pregnancy specific.
Right.
Try this, you know, sort of positions. And also, like, I mean, I feel like anytime we're talking about sex, we talk about foreplay. But like foreplay is so important, especially in pregnancy.
Yes.
Because as things are changing, you know, it's like you don't know what feels good and what doesn't anymore. Foreplay is going to be very, very important to help
absolutely.
You kind of figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of direct stimulation to the clitoris is going to be necessary mm-hmm. for arousal yeah. Anytime, but particularly right. during pregnancy.
Yeah. Although there are some women, like, are like at the highest libido while they're pregnant.
True.
So some women experience, you know, like maybe a lowered libido or, you know, at least like these, maybe not a lowered libido, but changes where they're just kind of like, wait, I have to figure all of this out. Some women are just like super high libido.
Let's go.
All yeah. pregnancy. And it's just like, wow, good for you.
Yeah. If that's you, you're probably like not even listening to this yeah. episode. So
you're like, I don't need help there. I'm good.
But yeah, I mean, I think because like part of the question was like, you know, things feel different. Things are not as pleasurable. Yeah. And I think some of that has to do with positioning, is that certain positions are not going to be as pleasurable. Your cervix is in a different spot than it used to be.
Yeah,
and
very true.
What can happen, like so if the penis bumps into the cervix, that's really either uncomfortable or painful for women. So it can give you like a sick to the stomach feeling, or it can actually like acutely hurt. And so that's why like positions where you can control the depth of penetration mm-hmm. Are really going to be helpful during pregnancy, because that cervix is like hanging out in a different spot than it used to, because your whole uterus is expanding and growing.
Yes,
yeah. And it's going to keep getting lower like as you progress into the third trimester too, and so that's gonna become even more important, is positions where you can control depth of penetration, where, you know, so meaning like side lying, woman on top, or like ones where you're like sitting across from each other or like sitting on his lap, like those kinds of positions give you a lot more control than man on top.
Yeah,
so that's helpful. And then, yeah, like things not being as pleasurable, like I think something you really need to focus on, you and your husband, is direct stimulation of the clitoris, like the glands of the clitoris, which is located right above the urethra. But then also like direct stimulation of like the opening, the vaginal opening, and then the spongy tissue that is right inside the vaginal opening on the like pop wall of
yes
of mm-hmm. the vagina yeah. of the vaginal canal. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the third trimester. Yeah.
Third trimester.
Now things get a little difficult.
I will say, so obviously other than the positional things which we sort of have mentioned already, for me my biggest struggle in the third trimester is like mental. You know, it's more like the, I feel like an elephant. I feel huge. This is not sexy. This is, you know what I mean? Like that yeah. kind of stuff that I sort of, is like, it's like a mental hurdle that I need to jump over frequently in the third trimester. My husband helps that. Obviously he's like, you're doing great. I don't know. Like, you know, yeah. he's not concerned with my size or anything,
I think a lot of women feel that way, but like I've had mm-hmm. I've had very in-depth conversations with my husband. He's like, honestly, you are stunning when you're pregnant. Like, you're just, you are full of life. Like, seeing your pregnant belly is just like, he's just like, it's awesome. Like,
yeah. Well, and I think
a lot of men see that, like, there is an inherent love of your wife bringing life into the world. Like there is just a beauty that I think a lot of times we can't see. So
yeah,
ladies, listen to your husband.
Exactly.
Talk to your husband. But like, when he says you look gorgeous, like, he's not just trying to make you feel better. Like, he genuinely thinks you look great because, like, you're bringing life into the world. Like, you're, you are like, you're like fulfilling the design of your body by like bringing life into the world.
It's, and like, so, part of the feminine genius, right? It's like, it's, so I think that's very, that point is very good, to trust your husband, because it's so easy to get down on yourself when you are sore just rolling out of bed in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's it. You at
like,
this
I
point
haven't done anything today.
Exactly. I get that way. Oh my gosh. I think every morning I wake up in my third trimester and I just grunt. Like, I am like, I just get out of bed. I like stagger to the bathroom. Like, everything hurts already. You know, it's like, and if we had a particularly active day the day before, it's like, forget it. You're just down for the count for the day.
Right. You're like, today's movie day.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, you know, you're, it's so easy to kind of feel not sexy and down on yourself when you are physically sore, right? Mm-hmm. And you feel the weight that is on you. Like, you feel every, it's, you feel like a 90-year-old. Like, I feel like a 90-year-old when I'm in my third trimester. I literally, like, limp around my house. Wow, so sexy. But yes, but what you said is so important, to just trust your husband. Like, I think it's, it is in the nature of women in general to be hard on ourselves and to kind of judge ourselves unfairly, and like through like these glasses that just like lie to us, you know, that make us see what's not actually there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is, that will be the biggest thing, is to just really trust your husband. And maybe in order to do that, maybe you need an increase during your third trimester in words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, maybe that's not even typically your love language, but maybe you need it anyway, right? And so share that with your husband. You know what? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not feeling great this part of pregnancy. Like, it kind of sucks. Could you just be more aware of, like, complimenting me and telling me when you think I look pretty or beautiful, or, you know, telling me how grateful you are for, like, whatever it is you need. Ask him to ramp that up if you need it, because
right, because your husband's not going to inherently know that
exactly
you need that,
right?
But like, I mean, lady, you're bringing life into the world. Like, he's ready to do anything for you. Like, if it's going to help you, you know. And so it's not selfish to ask for, you know, an increase in like something like words of affirmation. Like, it's not selfish to ask for help, you know, around the house or something if certain tasks are starting to get difficult. I mean, I know this is a podcast episode about pregnancy sex, not like pregnancy in general,
but those,
like,
things,
those are really important.
They are really important. And like, it's those kinds of things that in the third trimester anyway are going to help you desire and get into sex, right? And like, so
true,
it is all related and connected. Like, because I mean, what, like, sex starts in our brain, right? Like, it's like,
yeah, the woman's like the biggest sex organ is her brain.
So if you're feeling down on yourself and like a 1,000-pound elephant, I guess they're probably more than 1,000 pounds. I don't know. A couple ton elephant, you know, and you're feeling, you know, that like, you're not going to get in the mode to enjoy sex, right? Or to want sex or to desire it in any way. So work in third trimester, that is the key, is to take care of your mind over anything else. And then you can, that is what's going to help and allow you to enjoy sex in your final trimester.
I think as far as pleasure goes, really working on foreplay is going to be very, very necessary. 'Cause here's what's happening in the third trimester, there's less space everywhere in your body, and that also includes the vaginal canal. And so there is less space for penetration. And so if you're typically receiving an orgasm from like deep penetration, that is going to be a lot harder or possibly even impossible to attain during the third trimester. And so like clitoral stimulation, orgasm through like solely clitoral stimulation and then penetration after that, that might be what you need to move to in the third trimester. Mm-hmm. Or just like, edging the orgasm and then immediately moving to penetration could potentially be a way to do it. Cunnilingus is probably a great choice during pregnancy because there's nothing blocking that ability.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from the other side.
Right, yeah.
So just, I think really focusing on those, like the foreplay and like the direct clitoral stimulation prior to penetration, making sure that you're giving yourself adequate time of foreplay, mm-hmm. I think is really going to help with the pleasure thing. Yeah. And as you round out your pregnancy, when it starts getting a lot harder, and there's a lot less room, orgasms are actually really, really healthy for you and prepare your body for labor and delivery. So as much as you like don't want to have sex in the last like 2 to 3 weeks of your pregnancy, it's actually really good for you to push for that.
Can I tell you that my husband always jokes when I'm pregnant that he always knows I'm like over being pregnant because I just like try to jump his bones like every night. It's like, get this baby out.
Let's go.
He'll be like, oh, here we are. He's like, you don't actually want to have sex. You just want the baby out. It's become kind of a joke in our house.
Yeah.
But it is. It's great. It's great for it. And you're about to do like a 6-week fast. So.
Right.
You know,
get it while you can, right?
If you're one that follows doctor's orders,
hopefully,
yeah. Oh, there's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of people I know, who are like 2 weeks, like, and it's like you still need to heal. But that's sweet.
Follow your doctor's orders, please.
It's personal recommendation.
My doctor like misscheduled my 6-week appointment, and I had it at like 4.5 weeks. But she was like, "You're completely healed." So,
oh my gosh,
yeah.
I think that's what people who kind of move it earlier, that's what they claim. Like, if I'm feeling fine, then like I'm like basically healed. And it's like, okay, maybe that's true.
Listen to your doctor. That's our recommendation, is listen to your doctor.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I think like there's definitely fatigue third trimester as well. But I think a lot of that can be like mitigated by asking for help, asking for what you need. The other thing, and we're like, I don't want to talk about this too much because we should probably round out this episode, but staying active during pregnancy, going like working out, like actually staying active, not just like, oh, I was on my feet most of the day. Like, no. Like going for a walk, getting your 10,000 steps in every day, like doing workouts, weightlifting, like, of course, like with doctor's permission and all that kind of stuff. It will really help with the fatigue of pregnancy if you are remaining in shape. And I think that fatigue transfers to your sex life. And so prioritizing, you know, going for long walks. I remember when I was pregnant with my second, I would just put my first in the stroller and we would walk for like 2 hours like every day.
Yeah,
like
so
I
good.
would just go walk with her, and that was like so helpful.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah, squats are really good too, like squatting you're pregnant. They're hard. I was potty training my first during my third trimester, so I was like squatting in front of the potty like all the time.
That is so funny.
Which was like really hard, but also very good for my overall health.
Well, you know, I do in the third trimester, I do the yoga ball a lot. I'll like sit because at least it like gives you support underneath, you know?
Yes.
But you can still kind of get in like a squatting type position and just like roll back and forth. I do that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
That's helpful.
All right. Anyone? We hope that helps. If you have more questions about like pregnancy sex, pregnancy positions, like please reach out to us on Instagram. We love to hear your questions. We'd be happy to like follow up with more detail if there's more stuff 100%. You're looking for. Thanks so much for listening. If you are not already following us on Instagram, be sure to check us out at Charting Toward Intimacy. And if you listen to podcasts on a platform that gives you the option to rate or review, we'd love for you to do that because it helps us spread the word about the podcast. If you ever have questions, comments, or episode topic ideas, please reach out to us. We love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Our email is in the show notes. Until next time.